My name is Ned Clark, village resident. Last week I made a public records request for the document on passing out. It is on Enid Police Department letterhead, and the content of it is to request information from the Mad River Township, concerning every aspect of the township's Clark County deputy. I have been informed by several citizens over the past year that there is a movement underway by a few elected officials within the village and the township in concert with the Enid Police Chief to expand the jurisdiction of the Enid Police Department to include Mad River Township. The same, basically duty that Clark County is providing right now. Since this document is signed by the Enid Police Chief and is on Enid Police Department letterhead, and it's not a request by him as a private citizen, could someone please explain the significance and the reason for this document request if it's not for the motive of expanding?
Sure.
Okay.
I'll try anyway.
Okay.
Don't hold me exact on this, but about a year and a half, 2 years, something along that line, okay? I got a call from Miss Kathy Easter, mm-hmm. Okay? And she requested from me whether or not the Enid Village would be okay with her possibly using the court here for tickets and so forth, okay? And at that particular time, that discussion led into whether or not, the Enid Police Department would also be instrumental in the township in some way. There was just a off-the-wall talk type scenario. And she was the one who was asking the questions. I believe at that particular time, I did talk to Chief Callahan about it, okay? We did not know at that particular time as to what it all meant or anything about it. So I think what triggered this, okay, was we wanted to find out more about what they were doing in the township with the police that they had, okay? And that's what this got, is that correct? Yeah. About what vaguely stated it, right?
And since the letter that is dated here was specifically requested by date and by title, the second page of my pulling this letter back from the township, requesting that they not give me any information at this time, that was also not requested. So it was a dropped mute point at that point.
Yeah, so I believe that's what triggered this in the beginning. It was a conversation on the phone, mm-hmm. That I was called by Ms. Estep. I'm guessing a little bit, okay. A year and a half, somewhere around there.
So there's no movement underway to expand jurisdiction?
There's
right
been
now?
Conversations that I've been within, okay, personally, okay.
Still going on?
I believe, yes, there has been conversation recently about that, yes.
Okay, because I know I've been going to the few township meetings, and there's been a hold right now on voting to extend the contract.
I don't know anything about that. But
well, you go to the
I don't know anything about why they're on hold. Okay.
But you know they're on hold.
Well, I was at the meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Because I hear all these rumors. I like to get facts.
Well, just so you know, yeah. We did check into it, okay? But we were checking into it because we were basically partially asked, okay?
Okay.
And that's what triggered this, okay? And then he pulled it back because they wouldn't give us the information.
I heard that.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, now there's one more thing, because I was also informed last year that when Mr. Callahan was confronted about this issue by a councilman, he stated he wanted this information because he was taking a college course on how to start a police department, but could not identify the exact course or even what college he was attending. Is there any truth to that?
I don't know about that. I mean,
maybe
you want to answer that.
That conversation
I gave that conversation. Yeah, actually, I did respond that way. What I do as a police chief is between myself and the mayor. I don't answer to a council member to tell them what I'm doing. Therefore, if they ask, I'm not required to give them an answer. They have to go through the mayor to receive an answer.
But basically, you gave a false statement to a councilman.
I told him that I was asking for a copy for a course, yes.
To take a college course, yes, that you weren't taking.
That I'm not taking.
And you couldn't even name the name of the college, right?
Because I'm not going to a college.
So you lied to a council member?
That's all I have.